given and born. See, a virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1:23. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, to redeem those who were under the law. Galatians 4:4-5. What an astonishing sign was given to Isaiah regarding the promised Messiah. His birth had also been foretold in the beginning, for the seed of the woman was to become the saviour of humanity and crush the head of that old serpent, the devil. The seed gives the clue that he would not be conceived in an ordinary way. This was to be no typical pregnancy, but a mystery configured in the heart of God. Christ would not have an ordinary birth, but rather would be born supernaturally. His unique birth was prefigured in the Old Testament by Isaac, the son of promise. He was to be formed in a unique, mystical way, for he was to be both God and man. His conception was to be unlike any in the history of humanity. He was to be fully God, yet also perfect man, free from the old sin nature, passed from father to son. Without the virgin birth, there could be no saviour, for man, born from the union of a man with a woman, is imputed with an inherent sin nature, right from conception. Had Christ been begotten of a human father, he could not be the second person of the Trinity, and the plan of salvation would have been the biggest farce in history. Had he been begotten of a human father, Christ would have been imputed with sin. But he was begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh or man, but of God. The Holy Spirit was to come upon her, and the power of the Most High overshadowed her, so that the baby to be born to her was holy, and he was called the Son of God. He was born as the Son of humanity, but he was given as the Son of Deity. He was born as the Son of Mary, but he was given as the Son of the Most High God. For unto us the child of the Virgin is born, and unto us the Son of the Father is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, for he is Emmanuel, God with us. He is our wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem all, so that we might receive adoption as sons. To deny the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ renders Calvary as a sham and charade, for there is none good, no, not one, who could pay the price for sin, except God. God alone could pay the price for sin. To deny his humanity renders the work on the cross as a mockery and masquerade, for the wrath of God could only be satisfied by a perfect kinsman-redeemer, man. Man alone had to be the perfect sacrifice, and it is equally heretical to deny that Jesus was fully God as to deny he was fully man. And so when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son. He gave his only begotten Son to be born of woman, born under the law, so that he could redeem those who were under the law. This was so that all who believed on his name might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father.